We are Gay Talk 2.0, and we approve this message.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish. And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0. My name is Tom. I am your host, and I'm here with my good friends. Well, I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hey, y'all. Nick or Trish.
Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And we're not doing the dish today. Actually, well, we sort of kind of are. Are we doing the dish?
Nah. Well, it's the election dish.
It is election 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you with so much feeling, so much inflection, so much just reflection on what we are looking at on these screens. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm freaking the fuck out a little bit.
That makes 500
yes,
of us.
Yeah. Exactly. And like the amount of steak that we just ate was just a bit much.
So, it was amazing. Well, I actually ate like two and a half pieces.
Two and a half.
Yeah,
two
it was half. Amazing. So let's just sort of kind of give you some background. So we decided that, you know, because it is election night and we were going to get together and do a nice little episode for you, we decided to go get some steaks. We got some mushrooms and we did some
potatoes.
Asparagus.
I was waiting online at Town Hall.
America.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bitch forgot to register.
That's not what happened.
Where's my cocktail, by the way?
I sent in my registration.
There's an empty
bitch.
One for you in the kitchen.
Oh,
I was okay. Hoping you. I thought you guys were going to be in charge of cocktails today. I was grilling.
Anyway, so I sent in my registration today.
And she found
$5. Not today. I sent in my registration, and then I showed up to go vote where I was supposed to vote, and they didn't have my name.
Sucks.
So I had to go to Town Hall, and what happened was.
Uh huh.
They had me registered at my parents' address, like where I grew up as a kid. So I had to then stand in line for 2.5 hours to vote for my girl, Hill Dog,
which by the way.
And I did stand in that line. I called Tommy and I was like, Tommy,
can you come pay my parking?
You need to come downtown and pay for my parking so my car doesn't get a ticket. That bitch drove down and paid for my parking.
Oh, that's why when we were shopping, Tommy's like, ooh, her parking expired.
Yeah, pretty much. So
I couldn't get out of line.
It was amazing. We made it work today. Like, I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, first of all, I didn't even sleep at all. I was getting up at 1. I was getting up at 2. I was getting up at 3. And I'm like, is it 5 o'clock yet? I really didn't want to miss having to get up and voting before work. Because to me, it's a badge of honor. This is my probably my fourth election that I was able to actually vote. And I'm like, you know, I need to get my ass up, walk my dogs, feed them, do all that good stuff, wipe their ass if need be, and get my ass to the polls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. I walked in, and unfortunately, you know, it was 6:18 a.m., and our polls open at 6, and the bitches weren't ready yet. So, of course, you know, I have to open my mouth and put my 2 cents into it. And like, excuse me, Mr. Organizer. You were supposed to be here at 5 o'clock in the morning. You're supposed to have those machines rung out. Y'all people sitting down with them books open and ready to collect names and let people get their ballots. What's going on? It'll be a moment, sir. Ebonics. That's all I got to say.
Yes. Well, and you know, today was my actual... Go ahead, Trish.
Well, I was just going to say that when I was in Town Hall, I actually ended up knowing a bunch of people.
We have incoming results.
Oh, New Mexico.
Ladies and gentlemen, New Mexico will be won by Hillary Clinton.
It's projected, but that bitch got it.
Excuse me, projection. New Mexico will be won by Hillary Clinton, and Missouri will be won by Donald Trump. Insert boo now.
Boo. No, but listen, so what we're doing right now is we're sitting around the table, which, by the way, we dragged from our normal spot into our living room so that we can be right in front of the television and see all the projections and look at the electoral. Oh, my God, Chris.
You got it right. Yes! You got it right. Yes, queen. Oh, no, better high five than that.
Before I was saying one electoral.
One more time. There you go.
And so that we could have a really good eyesight of the electoral map and be able to actually convey to you guys, which you probably have already seen at this point by the time you listen to our podcast, of who's winning and what's going on. And, you know, what we're seeing right now is nerve-wracking because
it really is.
We're looking at a lot of states that are toss-ups.
Yeah, and right now we have Trump ahead at 139 electoral votes and Clinton's at 104. I mean, if she takes the West Coast, she can go up to 268 and we'll be good, but
which
she's
got to
take the West Coast.
Right.
Which she will.
We're waiting for those polls to
California,
close.
Oregon and Washington have always been Democratic states.
But that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to go Democratic. Right, this is an unconventional election. Exactly. We have to understand that this is very unconventional.
See, I have to disagree with you. That's guaranteed. California, Oregon, and Washington are guaranteed states. What we really need to be focusing on is Nevada. We need to be focusing on New Mexico. We need to be focusing on Ohio and Florida.
And can I just bitch for a minute? Yes. New Hampshire, don't fuck us over because I'm pissed off right now.
Yeah.
You're New England, motherfucker. I will come for you. I will come for you.
And we come in vacation there too. So come on.
I love New Hampshire. And you know, today was very special to me because clearly I was nervous because, you know, we did our episode last night. By the time I fell asleep on my couch, it was around 11:45, and I woke up on the dot 6:00. I think the nerves woke me up, and today I voted for the first presidential election in my life. I unfortunately did not vote in 4 years ago. I would have voted for Barack Obama, but I did vote in the primaries. That was my first time voting, but today was my first time voting for a president, and it was one of the most incredible experiences I've felt.
And I'm very proud of you because, I mean, you and I had this war going on, Hillary, Bernie, mm-hmm. and I'm really happy to see that you came through, and I wish that a lot of people who supported Bernie did what you did.
However,
you
saw the
bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. I did say that Chris needed to show up tonight naked or bust, and guess what?
I showed up in my underwear instead.
I didn't bust. Yeah, Tommy is in his
Tommy's
underwear.
Tommy's in his underwear.
I was like, listen, if we do a Facebook Live episode or something like that, it's waist up, ladies. Because guess what?
No, they want to see that.
And I need to be comfortable.
They want to see that.
Not until they see you first.
Well. I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners.
Okay.
Because until tonight, because I love you guys so much, I was trying to do a vegetarian week. Mm-hmm. But one of our listeners was messaging me last night, Trish, your favorite, Rusty.
Oh, my God.
And when he came home from work, he took a video of him sizzling bacon just to fucking tempt me. So, Rusty, I had steak tonight, but I'm going back to veggies tomorrow.
I will have to say this, though. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, if you're a listener. We really appreciate the fact that you invest time in communicating with us and really reaching out to us no matter what you say.
And keep it coming. We love it. We thrive on it. That's why we're here.
And let me just say, because everybody threw my ass under the bus. It's not that I don't like you, Rusty. I just don't really know you. And I don't want to be tagging things on Facebook. Girl, I'm sorry.
Keep doing it. I love it when you annoy her. It's fabulous.
Whatever. My boss's son just messaged me and said, uh-oh, Chris, get the fuck out of here, Leo.
So we're looking right now, we're looking at a map of Florida, and it looks like, you know, this Palm Beach County is really, you know, it's unpredictable right now. It's currently in blue, and you have Donald Trump ahead by
No. Palm Beach County is not in blue. Blue. Broward County is.
Broward County.
What we're waiting on is Palm Beach County. If Palm Beach County goes blue, we have a chance in Florida. We need to take Florida.
Yeah, we're banking on that county in Florida.
And
we're
banking on 7% in Palm Beach right now. So we need to, you know, wait for that to come in. We're at 95% in Florida. So hopefully that, you know, I mean, we are already starting to see states slowly going blue in Florida. So let's just hope that she takes it.
Hope that she takes it. It's listen, guys, it's going to be a very close election, and there's a possibility. Right now it is 10:20 p.m. in the East Coast, which is when we're recording. Normally this is like bedtime for me because I'm usually at work at 7 a.m. I'm not going to work tomorrow. It's just not happening. I took a vacation day because we wanted to do this for you guys, but it looks like we're not going to really have any definitive numbers probably until about either 1 or 2 a.m. That's what it's looking like now. And I can tell you right now from experience and from what I've seen in the past, I keep telling Trish, but she doesn't believe me, the West Coast is going to go blue.
Oh, no, I think the West Coast will go blue. I am just so fearful for this crazy motherfucker that I don't want to put my eggs all in one basket right now. I'm honestly just really fearful because people that I love, people that are very, very close to me in my life have voted my opposition. So I'm a Hillary voter. So we've got some Trump voters out there that I love and will always be a part of my life.
Not
and it
Trump,
scares the shit
Trump
out of
supporters.
Me.
Here's what I need to just point out that unfortunately we're sitting here at this table and we're all Democrats. We're all Hillary supporters and of course Bernie supporters. And we love Bernie because Bernie did amazing things for our party and for our cause.
Naked or bust.
And he continues to do a lot of great work for our party. I have to acknowledge that because I can't just dismiss everything that Chris says.
He got the fucking...
Come on, we got to give him some credit.
He ignited a fire under the millennials.
Like, he started a new political revolution and he's not gone. You know, Hillary Clinton, hopefully the next president of the United States, will remember everything that Bernie Sanders did and all the people that Bernie Sanders, you know, brought out of the shadows and really started this new movement, this new progressive democratic movement. And she is going to lead us to greatness. And he's going to be by her side every single day, just like he does every day, fighting for good Americans. He fights hard for us. And they're going to work together so well, along with Tim Kaine. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
I think so. And, you know, like I said, I can tell you that Chris and I had our arguments because we
sure
did. Oh, my God. During those primaries, we were horrible. I was horrible to him. So I want to apologize to you. The reason why I'm doing this, there's a reason. And also, Trish.
Soak this in.
Oh, you please. Know it.
No, like, but there's.
Ooh, she's apologized.
There's.
Ooh, this is beautiful.
I take it back.
That's don't ruin doing. This for me.
I'm done.
You're saying?
No.
There's a reason why I'm doing this because, okay, although Chris and I have disagreements, we still get together every week and we still do our show and we still do what we have to do. And we reconcile the fact that, you know, we have a nominee and we're going to move forward. And unfortunately, with this election, whether it's Hillary or Trump, and I wish that's Hillary, and I'm hoping and praying hard that it is, we're still going to have to reconcile with the fact that we have family members, possibly some friends, maybe acquaintances that were Donald Trump supporters, and we're going to need to move forward with that. And we need to learn how to live with that, with the decision of the American people.
Right.
Your thoughts?
Well, here are my thoughts.
Okay, go ahead, Trish. You started.
Here are my fucking thoughts.
Everybody.
Okay. No. Trump has pulled out a group of people that are so uneducated, so racist, and such a bigoted people that have come out to the polls for probably the first time in their entire life. You probably have like 50-year-olds or 49-year-olds, the Budweiser people, that are coming out to the polls for the first time and voting for fucking Trump because they want to make America great again. Well, guess what? He doesn't fucking pay taxes. You pay taxes. And he makes a lot more money than you. So let's think about this logically. You're fucking yourself because he's not going to make you rich. He's going to get rich. So let's think about this, people. You're voting for the wrong person.
He's been selfish from the beginning. He only cares about his own pocket. He even said today, I believe it was on to a correspondent from CNN, he said, you know, if I don't win, this is going to be a huge waste of time and my money. Like, that goes to show with a statement like that, he doesn't care.
No.
He does not care. He doesn't know what he's going to do. He said, I have the best words. I have the best words. That's a quote of his. That means nothing. He's had no plan from the beginning. He just said, I'll make America great again, and Hillary Clinton's emails stink. That's all he's talked about. He has no set plans. He knows about ISIS more than the generals. I have a plan to defeat ISIS, but I'm not going to tell you until I'm elected. He has no plan. He is not ready nor qualified to
be
president of the United States, let alone a manager of a fucking 7-Eleven.
Well, it's certainly true.
Well, I mean, like, he'll just claim bankruptcy. It's
again.
Fine.
And there goes America. And again.
Wrong.
So listen, guys, I just wanted to let you guys know that, of course, as you know, this is a pre-recorded show. So eventually or throughout this particular segment or this particular episode, we are going to be taking breaks because we can't report everything that happens throughout the entire night in 1 hour. I mean, obviously, we want to be able to give you commentary going throughout the hour. So we will take a break. We will stop and we will come back every half hour or so and then put all of these segments together for you and bring them out for you as soon as we possibly can. So that being said, we're going to take our first break. We're going to get refresh on cocktails, get some source materials. And when we come back, we will have more commentary for you. So with that.
Wait.
Wait,
we have another projection.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, Donald Trump is projected to win Ohio.
Sucks.
18 electoral votes. So, Tom, again, send us off.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. And we're back from our break. We've refreshed our cocktails. My boys have moved over to the beers.
Yes, we are drinking beer now.
Yeah, because, you know, vodka would have gotten a little bit of crazy.
I'm going back to vodka after this one.
Sorry, I'm just a little like, I have a lot of anxiety right now.
And it's pretty crazy. We were looking at some of the projections. It looks like Hillary Clinton won a couple of states.
Yes, Hillary Clinton is projected to win in both Virginia and Colorado. Bravo. So that's looking good to for the blue girl. Side. Yes.
Hill Dog Girl, your people need to pull through. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty tight. It's pretty nerve-wracking.
Pretty.
You know, it's very... I don't know if it's pretty. It's just ugly at this point. But I just wanted to, you know, give you some commentary. So one of our actually two of our guests were on Facebook and they were joking around. And I thought the joke was pretty funny. So I wanted to, you know, bring that out to light.
It was Twitter. Are we talking about the Twitter thing that I just
showed you? No, on Facebook.
Oh.
Well, we can talk about that after. But so Mia Easley and Kiki Lucia were both on the show, and they were promoting Hocus Pocus Live, which, by the way, was fantastic.
So good.
It was amazing. And so basically, Kiki wrote on Facebook, she goes, like, I think I have to move because, of course, Kiki is a gay Muslim drag queen. And, you know, she doesn't do well in Trump America. And, of course, Mia Easley chimes in and says, can I have your jewelry?
I was dying.
Goes right to it, right to it. So, but girl, let me have your stuff.
I thought that was great. You know, it's going to be a nail biter all night. And to be honest with you, I was confident before going into the election and before. Yeah. I don't know. This is really crazy.
Yeah, this is so incredibly unexpected. Like, you know, Donald Trump has been victorious in states that generally go or lean to the Republican side, but he's taken the country by storm and it's horrifying. We're nowhere near done. There's a lot of yellow still on the screen. You know, there's still a lot of
counting that needs to happen. Exactly. And a lot of states have gone red.
And polls haven't even closed yet. I mean, we have 6 minutes as of now. Like we said, we're at 10:55 Eastern Standard Time, and we have just under 6 minutes before the majority of the West Coast closes, aside from Alaska and Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. But and I anticipate, like I said before, that California will go blue. I anticipate that Oregon will go blue and Washington. But given the numbers that we've been having so far, I'm not even sure about that.
I don't know.
He's been proving that, like Nick said, this is an unconventional election, and Donald Trump has been winning over apparently way more Republicans than we imagined, but he's not even winning just Republicans. He's found his own demographic, which is why the GOP is completely dissolved at this point, because he's gotten that demographic, which are white, working class, uneducated voters. And those are the demographic that he's not just taking the Republicans, he's taking that core group of people.
And, you know, just to let you know, give everybody an update, and I'm pretty sure that you guys will already have seen this by the time our podcast actually, you know, goes live. Currently, the electoral map is 131 Clinton, 167 Trump.
Which isn't too bad.
It's not bad because we're counting on the 55 electoral votes for California to pull her ahead.
And they're both under, you know, 100 votes or electoral votes away from that magic number of 270. So we still have a way to go.
It's still scary, though.
It is really scary. I'm fucking shaking. My boots, ears are red.
I just sucked down my drink. I'm going to need another one. Well, so many
people, you know, were saying that this was not only going to be a win for Hillary, but it was going to be a landslide win. And it's clearly proving itself to be other than that.
Which is unfortunate that I hate to even admit this, I have to agree with Donald Trump. He said, people, disregard those polls. And he was right. And the main reason he was right, and he never expressed this, he just said that because, you know, he never admits to losing or anything. But the main reason was there were so many early votes that it would have distorted those said polls And yes, it's very frightening. It's very frightening. It's going the opposite of what most of us were expecting.
And listen, there's still plenty of time for this to turn around, and I'm really hoping that it is, because again, to our listeners and to our community, you know, everything that Donald Trump stands for is totally what we cannot afford to have in our highest office.
You know, and his monster of a running mate, Mike Pence.
I saw just a couple of minutes ago, I saw a tweet.
Oh.
And it nailed on the head. It was a woman grabbing another woman by her hair, slamming her head into a counter, saying, "This is what I told you. Those undecided votes. You have to vote for Hillary."
And, you know, and I want to point something out. When you look at some of these polls and you look at some of these numbers and you look at the percentage that Donald Trump is ahead, it is equally the amount of percentage that Gary Johnson or a third party candidate is currently occupying. That goes to show you that someone who has no potential of winning the White House could potentially give someone the White House that really has no business being there. And so when we said, and I've been saying this all along, you need to really reevaluate your vote. I'm not saying that, listen, don't vote for your guy, but think about what you're doing. A lot of people always say, oh, no, I'm going to vote my conscience. I'm going to feel better about it. Okay, yeah, you're voting your conscience, and you're feeling better about it, but guess what? You're not doing the right thing.
And you're not going to feel better about it when the one that you know is the absolute evil could possibly be put into office. And this is what Bernie Sanders was so strongly worded toward, you know, between Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama and Michelle Obama and Al Gore. This, there is no room for a, what's the word for the vote? The,
for a pity vote.
Not a pity vote. The, shit, I'm drawing a blank on the,
good luck, because I don't know what you're talking about. I see
undecided. Undecided.
No, it's like when you're, you know, you wanted a you wanted Bernie, alcohol. But Bernie's not in, so it's your, fuck!
Revenge vote?
It's like a boycott vote. It's what the other word for boycott? Sorry. I'm drawing a blank right now.
I ate a cow earlier, by the way.
I know, that's why I'm like all. Mm. So, no, protest vote. Protest vote. Yes. Protest vote.
Wow. Watch that countdown.
Oh, so I'm anyway, watching that.
So, you know, we have polls closing in about a minute. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, because like I said before, we want to bring information to you in segments. This is something new for us. This is our first election episode, right?
Of course it is. And I mean, we've been talking it, but how could we avoid it?
You can't. And hopefully by the night's end, we will be victorious with obviously the candidate that we want to win, but we don't know if that's going to happen. But, you know, we
that
really
sounds
need
so
to,
scary to hear you say.
So really, fucking scary. Because I was seriously optimistic in previous episodes, and you just don't know what's going to happen. It's just absolutely frightening to think that man will be president.
You know what makes me crazy? So when I was standing in line for 2.5 hours mm-hmm. earlier, I was looking around, and I was looking at all the women that I was standing in line with.
That little Asian girl cracked me up, though.
She was great. She was a lot of fun.
Can you explain what you did with Snapchat really quick before you go into your story?
Which one? What?
Because Nick sent me a Snapchat of him in City Hall trying to register. And, of course, when he turns around, I'll let you explain it.
I turned around. The line was wrapping around the entire place.
Uh-huh. And right behind you was this little Asian girl like, oh!
She was great, though. Hillary
Clinton is projected to win California and Hawaii.
I told you.
Yes, Queen.
Yes. Sorry,
so now let's look at the electoral college.
That's 59 total electoral votes from the two projected states.
And where does she go?
Take her in the lead. And Donald Trump will win Idaho.
Enjoy your
electoral
potatoes.
Votes of four.
Enjoy your potatoes. Make sure you put some cream up in that shit, because, you know, that's how us gay boys like our potatoes, loaded with cream.
Hold on. So let me finish my story.
Yes, please. Sorry, I just wanted to give the update.
Or 190 to 171.
Hillary Clinton takes
Clinton's
the
lead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, continue your story, Trish.
So my story.
Yes.
So I'm standing in line, and I'm looking at all these women, and all I could think about, I actually kind of got emotional, because just, you know, a few years ago, women couldn't vote. And now women have the chance to vote for a potential woman to be president.
We should grab
by
the pussy.
And it just
sorry.
I don't know. It was a moment. I just had this moment looking at all these women.
Well,
in line with me.
One of the things that I posted on Facebook first thing this morning was I recorded a video, and in the video I said, this is for my grandmother, and this is for my mother, and this is for all those women that thought at one point in time in their life that they had no say in who they were and the accomplishments that they could make. And I said, this is for you. I voted for you. Now get out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
I held myself back at the poll, 6 o'clock in the morning, trying not to cry when I say this, because I was literally casting a vote for the first woman that could possibly be president, that mm-hmm. I want her to be president.
Yeah.
That's historic.
It's huge.
And, you know, we are for, I mean, just to let you know, and we have listeners that are gay. We have listeners. Our majority of listeners are men. But our women, we treasure them because, you know, they are our sisters. They are our mothers. They are our aunts. And they are our biggest supporters. They are the people that nurtured us when our fathers or male figures did not want to because they were scared of who we were as.
And what does our country need right now?
It needs tender love and care.
It needs nurturing.
It needs a grandmother. It needs Hillary.
Yes.
That's what it needs.
Yes, mm-hmm. You're right. I said this earlier. Trump has created a division in this country. That is the exact opposite of what we need right now. Mm-hmm. Hillary will bring unity. And that is what our country needs. And on that note, I think we should probably go on break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. Listen, guys, again, we are so appreciative for our listeners to even want us to do an election episode because, yeah. You know, you guys requested this. So we're going to try to bring you information as quick as possible and as catty as possible. But bear with us because we're suffering with you. Our level of
nerves
and just anxiety is right there with you. So we're going to take a break. And we'll be back.
Chris, stop crushing that up.
Yes, please.
Are we still on the air?
Yes.
It was just Xanax.
Ow. I need it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another segment. It is 11:37 p.m. on the East Coast. And some sad news coming out of the trail, out of the whole election results. I'll let Chris talk on that because, you know, he's just so distraught about it.
This is actually one of the hardest things I've had to do. Now that we're back in our third segment, we have some key updates. Fortunately for Hillary Clinton and us on the blue side, we won the state of Oregon. Unfortunately, to the devilish red side, Donald Trump has picked up victories in the states of North Carolina, Nebraska, and what we hoped we would have, Donald Trump took Florida.
And those are key states, and those are very, very large number electoral vote states. And so it's not looking really good right now for Hill Dog. No. There's still a path to 270 for her, and we hope that, you know, she gets there. But Nick, what are your thoughts?
Bourbon.
I just get me something to drink.
Bourbon. I think I need bourbon. I think Chris summed it up the best a couple minutes ago. He said, just looking at this election, the damage is already done.
Yeah.
So whether or not Hillary makes it in or not, Donald has damaged this country so much that there's no coming back.
And you know,
or there is. I mean, we will come back. We always do. But
we're going to need to suffer quite a bit for several years before we come back.
But you know what bothers me the most? So I'm sitting here, and I mean, literally feeling like, and Chris can contest, on the verge of tears a little bit. I mean, I'm just worried about every minority in this fucking country right now.
I'm worried about everyone. Women, men, Muslims, everything. Gay men, gay women. Everything in general. I mean, seriously, this is disturbing that this man who has really carried his campaign, his entire campaign on nothing but hate and despair and racism and nepotism. I mean, it's heartbreaking to see the states that he is carrying. And it's scary. It's scary. Right now, from what it looks like, we need Nevada to pull through, New Mexico, you know,
we're New Hampshire,
states like New Hampshire, you know, it's really disturbing. Pennsylvania still hasn't been called, although she is ahead.
We're praying on Pennsylvania. We are praying for Pennsylvania.
If she does not get Pennsylvania, I don't think there will be a path to 270 for her.
No, we need Pennsylvania. It is crucial. It's incredibly crucial.
Right now we're standing by for a projection. We're currently watching CNN live, yes, ladies and gentlemen.
And, sorry, guys.
Huge lover of CNN.
This might be a make or break for us.
It truly is, Tom. To be honest, I need this.
I don't even know.
I've already been brought to tears. I'm going to put it out there for our listeners. I'm not doing well right now.
It's heartbreaking. We consider doing a Facebook Live episode about this, and while we were recording, but we were taking so many breaks because there's so much news to bring you that we could not do that in one full hour and cover the entire spectrum,
right,
of what we needed to talk about. But as we take our breaks and we come back, it's just like, whoa, it's the mood just keeps coming down, and our, you know, optimism is just seriously being questioned right now.
I mean, we're there for her. We're standing by with her. And, you know, like you said, we're praying and hoping for Pennsylvania. But Wisconsin is also incredibly important. And as we went over and as CNN has said multiple times and Tom and I have discussed, you know, Wisconsin, Hillary Clinton did not win in the primaries. Yeah. That was a big Bernie state. And we're hoping that, okay, here we go. Blue, blue, blue. Yes! Hillary Clinton will take the state of Washington for 12 electoral votes.
Which I predicted, of course. You know, I'm telling you, she was going to lock the West Coast. We need Pennsylvania.
Boys. We need Pennsylvania and we need Wisconsin.
We need Wisconsin. We need Pennsylvania. We need Nevada. These states need to come through for us to be able to win.
We need the White House. We need Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump needs to be forgotten. Along with Donald Trump being pushed away, and with the GOP, we need complete annihilation of the GOP and complete annihilation of Donald Trump. And the definition of annihilation is reduce to nothing. And that is what we need for the sake of this nation.
It's seriously insanely crazy. I was talking with the boys and we had made a list and said to ourselves, you know what? What are the things that would happen if Hillary would win office? And I sent them over to the boys and I said, you know, if she were to win, here's what records would have been set. Here's what precedents she would have set. She would, of course, have been the first female president of our nation. And that is looking very dim right now with the numbers that we're looking at. She would have been the first lady ever to be a president of the United States.
No, she will. She will.
She will. Well, I let's stay optimistic. She will.
I need to stay optimistic because I'm so shut down on the inside right now that I need to flip this conversation a little bit. I need to be a little bit more positive.
Okay. In the words of Michael Buckley, who we absolutely love, let's stay positive, let's stay focused, and she will be the first president ever to have had sex with another president ever. That's true.
It's so true.
Right? I mean, they had to have had sex. They had Chelsea, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other thing is true. Bill will actually be the first male to occupy the White House as a spouse of a president. She would also be the first lady that had been a first lady that would occupy the House as a spouse of a former president. So many, like, firsts in this whole thing. She will be the first woman ever to occupy the White House twice in various roles, obviously as First Lady and the President of the United States if she wins, which we are
optimistic
about. She will be the first woman ever to attend the Situation Room as President and as Secretary of State.
Well, I've attended the Situation Room, so.
Oh, your Situation Room is quite different. Your Situation Room
That's a big old hole.
That's like the hole they found Saddam Hussein in. It went down, baby. Mm. It goes deep.
I like to think Trish gave me that one because I'm a little upset over here.
Well, she will also be the first woman ever to be a senator, a secretary of state, and president all in one lifetime. And finally, she would be the first New Yorker to have been president or would be president in the past 71 years. That's a lot of history.
It is.
And
I'm hoping for that. But I'm scratching the last one because if it goes the opposite of what we want, Donald Trump would be the first New Yorker to be president in 71 years.
Is he truly a New Yorker, though?
Yeah. He's probably from China.
I just...
Where his hats are made.
I can't.
Donald Trump, made in China.
Wrong.
No. I'm just so...
Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama took me to China and made me.
I just can't with all the pussy. You know, it's like, it's worse than having all of, you know, Joanne Sirogonakis' cats present with us while we're recording the episodes. And we love you, Joanne. And yeah. The Idiots Radio and all that good stuff. And, you know, shout out to Ike Avelli, who we had on the show last week.
Yeah, it was really nice.
He was fun. We had such an amazing time with that guy.
Talented comedian.
And, oh, yes, he is. Very talented. And he's doing his show this Thursday, mm-hmm. actually, at the George Street Playhouse in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Not to be confused with the province of Canada.
Hello. Thank you.
Where I might be running soon.
I have a bag that's been packed at this point, and I'm ready. I'm ready to, like, seriously, like, take my passport and just say, you know, I want to go to Canada and visit and just hide on a shed.
Here's the thing.
You know what? Oh, I'm never sorry. Come back. You know what's funny? Thing. I almost brought my passport with me tonight.
But,
I almost did. I have a pair of gym shorts, underwear,
here's the
and
thing,
socks.
Though, right? Like, how long do we think he'll actually be in office before he's impeached, if he gets elected?
Well, see, it would...
How long will he be in office before he's assassinated?
I don't want him to get shot in the face because then Mike Pence takes over.
Valid.
Oh my God, Chris, thank you.
Yes.
No, so let's make sure he lives, but we need to make sure. Listen, the reality is if Donald Trump becomes president, he needs to be a one-term president.
He will be. He will not be a two-term.
I mean, this can't turn into a Chavez from Venezuela who manipulated Congress and everyone in that country into believing that, you know, he was the individual that would, you know, bring the country to glory, and they kept reelecting him and he kept passing legislation to avoid him from being removed from power.
Even if he is in there for 4 years, he has the potential opportunity to elect judicial members to the Supreme Court.
I said this before.
And that is the biggest issue that we're facing here. Like, he cannot have the power to appoint.
Hold on 1 second.
We have a CNN projection.
Projection.
Keep going. He talks for a little bit. No, keep going, Trish.
But, sorry, he's right. But yeah, no, that's the reality. I mean, he has said that he would try to elect somebody to overturn
marriage equality.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, that's what I stressed. Not the episode that I openly supported and endorsed Hillary Rodham Clinton as the next president of the United States. I stress that's the most important, in my opinion, the most important part of this election. We will be putting judges on the stand for the U.S. Supreme Court, and I'll be fucking damned if Donald Trump will be the one to appoint said justice.
And ladies and gentlemen,
here it is. Ba, 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 da, ba, da, ba, da. Blue.
We're projecting.
Fuck.
Georgia. Donald Trump. That's okay. He was supposed to win it.
16 electoral votes for Georgia.
Georgia was supposed to be normally won by a Republican candidate. It has always been Republican. There was a shot there a little bit, you know, saying that it could have gone blue, but it's always been red.
But it's his numbers right now that he's at two. Donald Trump is securing 232 electoral votes, where his opponent Hillary Clinton is securing 209
electoral
votes.
But if you look at, okay, what line is that?
Well, that's
the
Bible Belt.
The Mason-Dixie line.
Well, you have the Mason-Dixon line and the Bible Belt. Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty much these states have always been Republican. And, you know, Florida, yes, is always a toss-up, but there's still a path. But
Andy! I love you, Andy. You look a little tired, but you're so cute.
Oh, yes, my God.
He is adorable.
This is a moment where I want to actually bump up that volume, but we can't. Yes. So we won't.
So, but going back to Nick's point, and you know, he has the opportunity to appoint Justice Scalia's replacement, and also two individuals on the Supreme Court right now, Justice Ruth Gader Ginsburg, who's who could retire at any time,
right.
and another justice as well. So he has the potential to appoint three different justices.
That would turn the tables immediately.
Immediately. So if something were to ever come up to the courts again, challenging marriage equality for the gay community, for the LGBTQ plus community, it could be overturned.
Especially with that monster Mike Pence as his running mate. You are a monster.
And how many bills have been introduced just in the past year alone that are anti-LGBT?
With a Democratic president.
It's true.
It's not Obama's fault. I'm just saying with a Democratic president, these religious freedom acts have been passed and people have been denied their constitutional rights of the United States of America as American citizens. And it'll only get worse if you put this fucking thing in office, this animal with his monster of a running mate.
And you know what? On that note, we need more Xanax. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll I need five.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back. Please, let's watch the space. We'll be back.
Okay.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 12:22 a.m. on the East Coast, and it is not looking good at all. Right now, the Electoral College map, 238 Trump, 209 Clinton. It hasn't really changed much other than six electoral votes that Donald Trump just picked up not too long ago. But this is scary. I'm hoping that Pennsylvania will come through. I'm hoping that states like Michigan and Wisconsin come through, states like Nevada that are still needing to be called. It is insane. Guys, I
really don't know, though. I mean, like, these numbers are
abysmal.
They're bad. They're bad.
I cannot believe that this is the America that we're currently living in, that we support what this man brought to the table.
I'm taken aback by the American people. And I'm hurt. And I'm scared. And on that note, the Canadian immigration website did just crash because I think a lot of American people are scared. I'm not going to, you know, stand by this statement, but was it rigged? Did he pay people off? I don't know.
Probably.
But if the immigration website crashed, that's a good portion of people trying to figure out how to get to Canada.
And let me tell you, I think I'm going to be one of them. We're going to be doing Gay Talk 2.0 probably from Canada.
Well, I mean, on the upside, me and Chris did say that we would get married in Canada. So, you know?
Well, wait a minute. What about me? Oh, let me guess. I'm the third party candidate here.
Uncle Tommy.
Yeah.
We need a house.
I can't. Guys, let me tell you. I thought that this was going to be a completely different experience bringing you this episode. It has been very hard.
It really has been.
Very taxing. Trying to even think what it's like to live in a President Trump's America is hard to swallow right now. Hill Dog is, listen, you were my candidate back in 2008. You were my candidate. You have always been my candidate. And I really hope that you really pull those numbers through for this election. But if that doesn't happen, thank you for at least running. Seriously.
Well, you know she's going to run again.
Well, I mean, she's almost 70. Does she really have it in her to do it?
Bitch, she would have to do it again anyway.
Well, at some point. I'm scared, guys. I'm scared. So, you know what? We're not going to sugarcoat this. There's no way that we can come back and give you the results of the election before you even see who our next president is tomorrow. Obviously, that's probably going to happen way into the wee nights. We promised you that we wanted to do this episode, and so we did. I wish that it could have been on better terms. I wish that it could have been with better numbers. I wish that we could have had a landslide, but that's not what we have. We're scared. And to our listeners, we're scared with you. We hear you. We sympathize with you because we're feeling the same thing. Chris?
I'm so lost for words for what I like to imagine that most of our listeners were definitely on our side, and you know, fighting for a better America, to continue keeping America great, because America has always been great.
And is great.
And should always be great. But
I have no doubt in our listeners, though. I mean,
I condemn those.
New Hampshire. She's ahead of New Hampshire. Oh my God. News.
18
by
votes.
18 fucking votes, but she's ahead.
It's the little things that get her excited. So she is ahead of New Hampshire, but the state brings with it 4 electoral votes.
Not a big win, but a win.
It's a win nonetheless if she can get it. It has not been declared for her yet. But, you know, guys, listen, we're going to remain optimistic and we're going to try to be as positive as possible about the situation. But the fact is that the possibility of a Trump presidency is really scary for us in the LGBT community, specifically because of, you know, the things that we've mentioned before, you know, his appointments to the Supreme Court, what his divisiveness among, you know, the electorate. It's just horrible.
While we were on break.
Yes.
I had a couple of people text me. One person said, well, it's been nice knowing you. And this is a gay group message that I'm in. Another person said, yeah, we're fucked. Mm-hmm. And then one of my best girlfriends said, well, I'll marry you because it's probably going to be illegal to be gay. So just these text messages alone are making me be
anxious.
Like, what? Yeah.
I'm feeling despair right now. And although the electoral map has not changed, it's still 238-209, I am feeling despair. There is still a path to 270 for Hillary. We want it. We want it. We need it. We cannot afford to lose it. And that is just it. Christopher.
I'm just so fucking blown away right now.
You have an opportunity to stay in Germany, at least when you go there in January.
I'm not coming home if this continues the route that it's going. I'm not. And I'm sorry, listeners, but I will give you my word. I will do everything in my power to not come home to this tainted land that this man may control. I will not step foot back on this nation should this man be put on the highest office in the world. And I put it out there, like I said, I'm sure most of our listeners were on our side and we're all entitled to our vote. But I'll let it be known, I condemn anyone who cast a vote for Donald Trump and Mike Pence, because you have ruined this nation as we know it.
Were you just on Grindr?
I gotta find Germans.
I need to find. No, we need to release some stress too. I know it's understandable. So, with that said, we're 47 minutes into this episode,
and I've been such a downer this segment, but I'm just so fucking blown away.
But I think this whole, like, it's been progressively going down the podcast this episode, because
you're gonna feel it, you're gonna see it from the beginning to the end.
You know, and. You're all, I'm sure, sitting at the telly just like we are, watching this and being like, what the fuck? You know, like, what's going to happen to not only the LGBT community, but the Hispanic community?
The Muslim community.
The Muslim community.
The black community.
The black community.
America.
America, the melting pot. The
of the world.
The country that was built on immigrants and immigration. What is going to happen now when you have this white supremacist, this white asshole, and don't get me wrong,
bigot,
I'm a white man, but this man is not and will never be presidential, and I will stand by that. I will stand by that. I don't care if he gets crazy and, you know, tries to take away freedom of speech and shut down our fucking show. Fuck you, Trump. Fuck you.
Listen, Donald Trump, you will never be my president.
You will never be mine.
You will never be my president. You will be the first person. I always stood by the ideal that the president is the president and you shall respect him. I will never show you respect. You will never be my president. I will never stand up when you walk by me. I will never salute to your orders, I will never follow you. You will never be my president of the United States.
So let me say this. So I posted on Facebook, I'm shaking my head. This cannot be happening. We as Americans cannot possibly be this careless. And one of my friends responded, dude, it's America. Those racist hillbillies went out to vote and they voted hard for this racist orangutan. This was the election for me to decide if I really wanted to be an American citizen, and I'm so over this country. It is not progressive. It is not inclusive. It is hateful. That much is clear today. And you know what? I think I agree with that statement.
I agree with that 100%.
Clearly. It's clear. That's exactly what's happening. If it was hate is winning. Hate, love should win. But guess what's winning?
In the United States, hate wins. And if it was so easy as to renounce one's citizenship just by saying, I renounce my citizenship, well, maybe that'd be my path, but it's not that easy.
It's not, unfortunately. You know, I was born here and...
Trump just took the lead, 15 votes.
Fuck her. 15 motherfucking votes.
Well,
God damn it.
There's still room, though. People, let's not get too down on ourselves just yet.
There's still a path.
There is
very
a path.
Close.
This is a neck-to-neck election.
It is.
We weren't expecting that. We were expecting to sit here and be like, hey.
Listen, cheering we saw the same thing with Gore and Bush in 2000, and Florida was the decisive state, which went to the Supreme Court and ended up, you know, being the state that you called the election. It is a closed election, and for all of you who went out to vote, thank you.
Yes.
For those who went and supported our nominee of choice, thank you so much, because you know what? You show the true spirit of the American people.
Right. And
you represent that true spirit.
Right. You went out and you did your democratic duty, mm-hmm. as the three of us did, and we did it proudly. And we walked out with our heads held high because we felt that we were voting to elect someone who can lead us to an always better America. And I will never be more proud of myself or the two of you sitting next to me and our many listeners out there for doing everything that you should have and needed to do for this nation. And I commend you very much for that.
And, you know, all I can say is that on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to, first of all, request that we did this episode for you. I can no longer continue this up and down of emotions that I currently have and come on the air and be able to deliver this for you. So we're going to just cut it short and pray that by the time this episode is released, which should be shortly, and by the time we wake up tomorrow, a new day on November 9th, that we have a president and hopefully it'll be the nominee that we voted for. So on that note, I want to thank my co-host for taking the opportunity to be here with me. Nick and Chris, you guys, I love you so much.
Wait.
Projection.
Hillary took Nevada.
Good. We expected her to do that. And so that now solidifies the West Coast for Hillary Clinton. That's amazing. So it puts her at 215, 238 for Trump. And I can't. I'm done. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. We want to thank you, and we'll see you next Monday. Hans Hershey will be with us. He's a wonderful author. His book, Shorts, Stories from Beneath the Rainbow, will be highlighted on the show. You can check it out. It's also available on Help Me Out Here.
GayTalk20.com.
Well, that's our website.
Or you can go listen to
Amazon.com
on...
and buy the book. It's called Shorts.
Oh, I thought you were... I spaced out. I was looking at The Man in the High Castle. I love that show. Oh, I don't know the website. Yeah.
Shorts, Stories Beneath the Rainbow. It's available on Amazon. The author's name is Hans Hershey, like the chocolate, but it's not spelt that way. So you can visit our website, which is www.gaytalk20.com, and you can see all the information for the author there. And tune in Monday. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish.